Seal Test Milk, Cheese, and Ice Cream Divisions of National Dairy present Seal Test Variety Theater with two of your and our favorite people, William Powell and Alan Young. And here's the lovely star of our show, Dorothy L'Amour.
Thank you and good evening, everyone. In behalf of Henry Russell and the orchestra, the Crew Chiefs Quartet, I'd like to welcome you to the Seal Test Variety Theater. And to William Powell and Alan Young, a large thank you for dropping over.
Thank you for asking us, Dorothy.
Yes, awfully decent of you. Shall we dance?
Love to, senors, but caramba, I can't do the samba. Tonight is my night out for dancing. There's a guy that I'm romancing. I hope he falls for me before the night is through. I can't wait till we start swaying. What the heck is that they're playing? Caramba, it's the samba. It's the one dance I can't do. They better play a rumba for me, 'cause I know he will adore me when I begin to do a rumba shake or two. I am waiting on the floor now, just another minute more now. Caramba, it's the samba, it's the one dance I can't do. When they play something green, you will see me walk away from everyone. And when I tango, all the gang go off the floor to watch the fun. Only there must be a million other tunes that aren't Brazilian, so I can't understand why they don't play a few. Ah, the band's about to start now. There'll be music in my heart now. Caramba, it's the samba. It's the one dance I can't do.
Thank you, and since you can't tell the players without a scorecard, I'd like to let you know that approaching El Microphone is one of radio's brightest and most entertaining young men, the star of 20th Century Fox's Chicken Every Sunday, Who Never Lays Eggs on Thursday, Alan Young.
Thank you, Dottie.
It's a pleasure to welcome such a brilliant comedian to Seal Test Variety Theater.
Oh, Dorothy, let's forget comedy tonight. I'd like to do something dramatic. After all, what's William Powell got that I wouldn't like to have when he's finished with it? You know, real drama.
You mean like Barbara Stanwyck?
Yeah, that picture, Sorry Wrong Number. What excitement! That picture was so thrilling, I used up four handkerchiefs wiping my forehead.
Four handkerchiefs?
Some lady in the balcony was eating popcorn with a lot of butter.
It really was a terrific picture, wasn't it, Alan?
Oh, you know, I bet you and I could do something just like it, Dorothy. I can see the whole thing now. The title is flashing on the screen. Seal Test Pictures present Alan Young and Dorothy L'Amour and the gripping story of two dancers who couldn't make ends meet. Or, sorry, wrong rumba. My nerves are shattered. There's a fire in my brain. I know because my cold wave is getting hot. I'm so on edge, I sit here in my room. Every sound seems magnified a million times. A fly was walking across the ceiling. And then suddenly, it had landed on my wristwatch. One more sound, I knew I'd go out of my mind. My wife walked into the room carrying a tray loaded with dishes. Suddenly the tray slipped from her hands and went crashing to the floor. Tall girl. I knew my wife had dropped that tray on purpose. She wanted to be rid of me, to drive me suicide. Now she was pretending to be. What's more, I was gone. Now she was pretending to be nice to me.
Here, darling, drink this cup of hot tea. It will steady your nerves.
Dorothy, wife, don't let's pretend any longer. You want me to kill myself, don't you?
Precious, how could you say such a thing?
I don't know. Maybe it's because you leave loaded guns all over the house.
Oh, darling, they're not real guns. They're cigarette lighters. You're supposed to point the gun at the end of your cigarette and then pull the trigger.
I tried that yesterday. And I have the only T-zone that can hold a pack of camels. No, my love, I shall never let you go as long as I live.
As long as you live, I'll remember that. Au revoir!
So she left through the French doors. long as I live. Would she try to kill me? Why not? She'd planned it before. Like the time I was taking a hot bath and she tried to imprison me. She sneaked into the bathroom and poured 4 boxes of gelatin into the tub. Lucky it was raspberry. I ate my way out. There was just one thing to do, and I had to call the police. Operator. Operator. There was somebody else on the wire. I listened. It was my wife talking to her lover, Dr. Tonic.
A doctor, we must get rid of him at once. Shall we use a gun? That's the best way.
A knife throws a heart, is sure.
Well, I don't know which is the best way to kill him.
I don't know either.
Couldn't you try with 6 boxes of gelatin?
A knife might take too long.
A gun might miss a vital spot.
Mm. Why don't you use the gelatin? Let me shake myself to death.
All right, we're going to shoot him. I will stand outside, and then I will take out my gun. Do you know why I have my gun?
Making your own puffed rice?
Well, I'm going to be right up, my Liebchen, and try to convince him that he should sit near a window. Goodbye.
At last I knew their scheme. The doctor would be here in a moment to ready me for the kill. I was shaking. I'd have a smoke to steady my nerves. I lit a match. It tasted awful. I lit a cigarette. My wife doing this to me. And I had always thought she loved me. All the time she was hating me, hating me. We had 14 children. Now I knew the reason. She was just trying to lose me in the crowd. Oh, the tragedy of it. Suddenly the door opened, and there they were.
Good evening. I am Dr. Tonic, the famous Viennese professor.
Oh. Good evening, Herr Tonic.
No, please call me Dr. Tonic. I'm a doctor.
I don't believe it. You're no doctor.
No? Now look inside my suit. What does it say there?
Hart, Schaffner, and Marx.
No, what is it saying under that?
Baltimore.
And what is it saying under that?
M.D.
There you are.
He's right.
You know, your wife has told me of your sickness, young man. Mm. There's only one cure. You gotta sit by open window. You gotta sit there in front of the open window till you feel a draft through your head.
Oh. I have one line, a great one. Won't I catch cold?
Oh, no, you wouldn't catch cold. Here, you put this hat on.
Yeah.
Oh, no, wait, you're putting it on wrong. The bullseye goes in the back.
Now, darling, just sit there by the window. The doctor and I are going for a little walk. Toodaloo.
Come along, my little widow.
Yep. They thought they had everything planned just right. I was to sit by the window. The doctor was to blow my brains out. But I was going to trap them. Calmly, I drank my cup of hot tea. Then I went to the phone to call the police. They would catch the doctor and my wife red-handed. I picked up the phone. Hello, operator? Wait. They were on the line again. I shall listen.
Oh, doctor, I forgot to tell you. In case you should miss his head with the gun, don't worry. I put some poison in his tea. If he drinks it, how long will it take to finish him?
3 minutes.
Three minutes? I drank it. I've only got 3 minutes. 3 minutes! I don't want to go. I won't go. I'm too young to go, you hear me? I won't go!
Sorry, your 3 minutes are up.
Bye now.
Thank you, Alan Young. And if Bert Lancaster is listening in, so sorry. Please don't go away because we've got a mighty fine sketch with William Powell a little later.
Seal Test. By far the most popular ice cream in America.
That's Seal Test.
The outstanding quality ice cream of the nation.
That's Seal Test.
That's right. More people prefer Seal Test ice cream because it's better in every way. In smooth, creamy texture. In rich, full-bodied flavor. In pure enjoyment. And the reasons for Seal Test quality leadership? First of all, ingredients. Fresh, pure, top-quality ingredients. Then, expert blending. By skilled, experienced blenders. And every step from first to last is subject to rigid Seal Test quality controls. There's a big difference in ice cream, all right. Try Chocolate Marshmallow Royale, the Seal Test flavor of the month. You'll see. And whenever you crave ice cream,
get the best, get Seal Test.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, may I present the only pupil who was ever expelled from the Juilliard School of Music, Henry Russell. Raising his baton in a threatening gesture toward the crew chiefs, he now plays Maybe You'll Be There.
Each time I see a crowd of people,
just like a fool I stop and stare.
It's really not the proper thing to do, but maybe you'll be there. I go out walking after midnight,
along the way for a fair.
It's not the time or place to look for you,
but maybe you'll be there.
You said your arms would always hold me. You said your lips were mine alone to kiss.
Now after all those things you've told me,
how can it end like this? Someday if all my prayers are answered, I'll hear a footstep on the stair. With anxious heart I'll hurry to the door, and maybe you'll be there. And maybe you'll be there.
Thank you, Henry Russell. Your cadenzas were surpassed only by your pizzicatos. Hope I pronounced that right. I'll see you at Salzburg next summer. Ladies and gentlemen, William Powell needs an introduction like Howard Hughes needs an aeroplane. So what am I waiting for? Here he is, the star of Mr. Peabody and the Mermaid and 54 other great pictures, William Powell.
Thank you, Dottie.
Thank you, Bill, for being here to appear with us in Doris and Frank Hursley's original sketch, Love, Pat. Carlton Cadell, while Bill and I take our places on the stage, will you set the scene?
Right, Dottie.
Everybody always said Anne shouldn't have married anybody as temperamental as Jeff in the first place. They were two of a kind. So when after a year of turbulent marriage, Jeff walked out to the sound of crashing glass could be heard these apartments away, nobody was very surprised. And Anne took up with Henry, her old beau, at approximately the point where she had left off when Jeff first came into the picture. But even now, after 3 months, every time the telephone rings, Anne gets a little panicky. Suppose it's Jeff.
Oh. I won't answer it. I'll just let him suffer. Go on, suffer. Of course, I might just lift the receiver off so he can't get his nickel back. Might be nice to hear him suffer. Hello? Oh, it's you, Henry, dear. Yes, the orchids came. They're lovely. They're in the deep freeze. What? I'm supposed to wear them, not eat them. Darling, you're so witty. Of course I'll wear them with my new dress. Somebody's at the door, probably the newsboy, dear. Well, hurry right over. I'm already dressed. Yes. Yes. Yes, of course I love you. Goodbye, Henry. I've got to answer the door. Just a minute. I'm coming. Hold your horses.
Good evening.
Jeff.
What have you got your fingers crossed for? Been fibbing again?
What are you doing here?
Well, you wanted to see me, didn't you?
I wanted to see you.
Isn't that why you called me?
Call you? I call you?
It must have been you. The hotel clerk said that a lady with a good-looking voice called and left a message. And then she hung up without ever mentioning her name.
What message did she leave?
Hmm? Oh, I'm dying to see you. Maybe you won't believe it, Annie, but you were the first person I thought of.
I'm not dying to see you, and I never want to see you again.
I thought you needed me.
What would I need you for?
Well, that's something we'd better talk over. Maybe I better come in. One of the neighbors down the hall has his ear hanging out the door again.
Jeff, why did you come?
Well, see, I... Annie, where did you get it?
What?
That thing you're wearing.
Never mind, it's none of your business.
That proves it. Annie, you need me. You shouldn't have done it.
I'm not wearing it for you.
Thanks, dear.
Look, Jeff, I don't have time to talk to you. I'm going out to dinner with Henry.
Henry? Henry? Oh, not Henry Worcester.
Will you get out of here?
How's Henry's stamp collection coming along?
Henry is wonderful to me.
Well, isn't that fine?
I think I may marry him.
Congratulations.
He's kind. Gentle. Reliable.
House broke?
Will you please get out? He'll be here any second.
Come on, Annie. Tell me all about him. Here, sit down beside me on the davenport.
I wouldn't sit down beside... Jeff, stop it!
Huh? Oh, excuse me, dear. Just force of habit. I keep forgetting.
Well, I don't. And Henry is coming.
Annie, take my advice. If you really want to get places with Henry, take off that dress.
Jeff!
Yeah, and put on that, that green job. Oh, oh. You remember the first time you wore that? I'm just telling you for your own sake. It doesn't mean a thing to me. I wouldn't dream of dressing up for Henry Worcester.
There. That's Henry. Go on. Go out the back way, quick. I don't want him to find you here.
Well, now, look, I'm still your husband. That's what the law says. What's wrong with...
Get out of here.
Listen, you wouldn't want me to leave my own house by the fire escape, would you? Of course, I might consider sitting out the storm in the kitchen, but...
Why, you... I could... All right, I'll show him. Come in, Henry. Henry, I'm so glad.
Oh, gosh, Anne, are you really?
Oh, darling, you don't know how I've been waiting for you.
Oh, Anne... Anne, you mean it?
Kiss me, Henry.
What's that?
The coffee pot.
Who's that? There's somebody in your kitchen.
Don't let it bother you. It's just an escaped lunatic.
Well, well, well. Isn't this pleasant?
Jeff.
Huh?
At least you didn't have to take off your coat.
I guess I don't understand. I mean...
Oh,
I,
it's just one of Jeff's cute little tricks.
Ah, she just can't forget.
Come on, Henry. Let's get out of here.
Sit down, sit down. What's your hurry? Can't I get you a drink?
Henry doesn't drink.
Cigarette?
Henry doesn't smoke.
No, thank you. Nothing.
Really? Well, then what am I worrying about?
Henry! Henry, would you please come?
Well, yes, sure.
Oh, don't worry about me. I'll be perfectly comfortable. I used to live here.
Jeff.
Huh?
What are you doing?
Oh, just taking off my shoes. Oh, you remember about my arches, don't you, Annie? Oh. Henry, ever try counting your toes after a hard day at the office?
Well, no, I must say I never have.
Yeah, nothing like it for relaxation. Yes, sir, the first thing I used to do...
You beast.
Awfully excitable girl, Henry. Sure you wouldn't go for a bracer?
No, thanks.
Come on, Henry.
Don't forget to take a key, Annie. I climbed through more transoms on account of that girl. Well, I remember one time...
Why, you...
The sugar bowl.
The creamer went last time.
You're a heel.
You're a poor shot. And with all the practice you've had... Say, take a tip from me, Henry. Don't duck. You're safer staying where she aims.
I'm sorry, Henry. Believe me, I wouldn't have let you in for anything like this.
We're both sorry, Henry. And don't think too badly of Anne. She has her good days. And she's very, very sweet when she repents.
Now, look here. I knew Anne before you did.
Henry, don't talk to him. Don't you see he's just trying to ruin everything? Do something to him.
Do something?
Well, don't just stand there like a ninny.
Don't take that, Henry. When she talks to you like that, the thing to do is spank her.
Spank her?
Of course.
But... Spank her?
Sure. Here, I'll show you.
Jeff, don't you touch me. Take your hands off me.
No, stop it, Jeff. I won't stand for it.
Why, Henry, I'm doing this for you. One.
Stop, Jeff, you brute.
This hurts me worse than it does you, dear. too?
Henry, do something.
What can I do?
Call Henry a ninny, will you? Three. Here, you take a hand, Henry.
What? I can't stand it. It's impossible. Impossible. Impossible.
He's gone. Walked out on you, honey.
Oh, Jeff, I didn't know you cared so much.
You didn't?
Ouch! What was that for?
That? Well, just a love pat, my sweet. Remember?
Thank you, Bill. As the French say, that was très delightful. Please stand by, because in a moment or two, you're on stage again.
Here's good advice that's sure to pay, so listen to what the man has to say.
I say you'll go a long way before you find better eating than chocolate marshmallow royale ice cream, the Seal Test flavor of the month. Rich and mellow, refreshing as an autumn day. Famous Seal Test chocolate ice cream with fleecy clouds of real marshmallow through it. Two favorite flavors all rolled up into one wonderful dish. It's a great ice cream. A proud and popular member of the famous Seal Test ice cream family. All of them made under the rigid supervision of Seal Test quality controls. Be sure you get your September flavor of the month treat. Chocolate marshmallow royale ice cream. And every month, for ice cream that's better in every way, always say Seal Test.
As the crew chiefs turn back the clock and Henry Russell turns on the nostalgia, I'll try to turn on that old feeling.
I saw you last night and got that old feeling when you came inside. I got that old feeling the moment that you danced by. I felt a thrill.
We're ready for our questions now.
Your questions? What questions, Alan?
Well, this is a radio program, isn't it?
Well, I think so, Bill. In fact, I'm sure it is.
Well, how can it be a radio program unless someone asks you how tall Mount Everest is and you're home with a washing machine?
Sure. Last week, my Aunt Sophie was in a quiz program, won a house, a lot, free maid service for a year, a 6-month cruise, washing machine, 18-foot freezer, and 3 candy bars.
Oh, I'll bet she was happy.
Yeah, she loves candy.
Well, go ahead, Dottie. Why don't you ask us something?
Okay. Now, there's a famous picture of George Washington crossing the Delaware. Do you happen to remember it?
Yes, I do.
Well, here's the question. How cold was the river?
How cold was the river?
Yes.
Okay, Alan, that's your question.
Yep. Well, it was exactly 28 1/7 degrees.
Why, absolutely correct. But how in the world did you ever know?
Well, you see, my great-great-grandfather made that trip with Washington.
Oh, and he knew how cold it was.
You said it. Wasn't any room in the boat. He had to swim alongside. Oh, no.
Well.
Next week, Bob.
can't help it if you beat me. Oh, well, thanks, Alan Young. This first prize you win, autographed tinted picture of Art Linkletter. And we have a prize for you, too, Bill.
Oh, goody.
It's an initialed washcloth and a bar of your favorite soap.
Oh, boy, clean for a day.
Thank you, William Powell and Alan Young. It was wonderful having you here. Your appearance tonight contributes to a fine cause, the establishment of the American Federation of Radio Artists Welfare Insurance Fund. Thanks a million.
We'd love to drop in again.
You betcha. Good night, Dottie.
Good night, boys. And now stand by, everybody. In just a moment, we'll tell you what's in store for you on our next program.
Get the best, get Seal Test.
I wish I had a nickel for every time I pulled myself up at a soda fountain and asked for chocolate ice cream with marshmallow on it. Only one thing could be better. Chocolate ice cream with marshmallow in it. I mean chocolate marshmallow royale. The Seal Test flavor of the month. Our own September song, in two-part harmony, way up high on the hit list with ice cream fans young and old. Smooth, full-flavored Seal Test chocolate ice cream. That's the base. With a soft, rich melody of real marshmallow threading through it. That's music to everybody's ears. And everybody knows that any Seal Test ice cream is always better because it's made the Seal Test quality control way. With top-quality ingredients and pure flavorings by expert blenders. This month, be sure to ask for Chocolate Marshmallow Royale.
Get the best, get Seal Test.
Gentlemen, seems like it's time to tuck the killer cycles in bed for the night. We hope you'll be checking in again because one of our next guests will be Ronald Coleman. And for future shows, we've lined up Bob Hope, Robert Young, Abbott and Costello, and a lot of others. Until then, for Henry Russell, the crew chiefs, and tonight's guests, this is Dorothy L'Amour saying good night, keep well, keep happy, and keep listening.
William Powell appeared through arrangement with Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, producers of Julia Misbehaves, starring Greer Garson and Walter Pidgeon. Continuity for Seal Test Variety Theater is written by Howard Harris, and direction is by Glenn Hall Taylor. Seal Test Variety Theater, starring Dorothy L'Amour, is presented by Seal Test Milk and Ice Cream. Seal Test Incorporated and Associate Companies are divisions of National Dairy Products Corporation. This is Carlton Cadell speaking.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.